弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be to all the brothers and sisters.
小弟奉主耶稣圣名来查考为主而活的新生命。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I would like to study with you the topic, A New Life for the Lord.
我们请大家翻开哥林多后书第五章。
Let's please all turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章，请看第十六节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, let's read verse 16.
十六节到十七节。
Verses 16 and 17.Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
这里特别要提到一个人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
Here, this passage mentions that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
旧事已经过去，都变成新的，所以一切都是重新开始。
All things have passed away, all things have become new, so everything starts anew.
所以一个人在基督里面，他有一个新的生命了。
So when a person is in Christ, he has a new life.
那这个新的生命就是有新的价值。
And this new life has a new value.
有新的形象。
A new image.
有新的做法。
And new behaviors.
所以哥林多后书第五章，他在这一章的内容里面，他一直在提到这个新的生命是在耶稣基督里面给我们的。
And chapter 5 of the book of 2 Corinthians, it keeps on mentioning that this new life is given to us by the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个新的生命有几个特色。
And there are several characteristics of this new life.
我们今天晚上就来谈一谈我们要怎么样把这个特色活出来。
And so tonight we would like to discuss how we can live out these new characteristics.
第一个特色就是从第一节开始到第五节我们所看到的。
So the first characteristic is what we read from verses 1 to verse 5.
第一节说，我们知道在地上的帐篷若拆毁，必得神所造，不是人手所造，在天上永存的房屋。
Verse 1, it says, For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
那这一段其实在谈到我们在基督里面的新生命呢，有一个新的盼望。
And so this passage tells us that the new life that we have in Christ, it gives us a new hope.
我们地上的帐篷代表我们这个血肉之体。
Our earthly tent represents our flesh, body, our body.
那我们的血肉之体是会朽坏的。
And our body will corrupt.
那所以圣经用地上的帐篷来代表。
And so that's why the Bible represents our body in this world as a tent.
所以帐篷就不会很坚固啊。
Because the tent is not very secure.
帐篷风大风一吹就倒了。
A tent will fall down when a strong wind blows at it.
帐篷如果下大雨啊，里面就下小雨了。
And also if it rains, like cats and dogs, then this little tent will also rain inside.
那帐篷也很容易被拆毁的。
And the tent is also easily taken down.
所以这个说明我们这个地上的血肉尸体呢，其实是很脆弱，其实很容易就消失的。
And so this explains to us that our earthly bodies here is very easily gone. It's very easy to disappear.
但是第一节又提到一个在天上永存的房屋。
But again, verse 1 mentions a house that is eternal in the heavens.
这个永存的房屋是神造的，不是人造的。
And this eternal house in the heavens is made from God and not man.
它是在天上的，不是在地上的。
And it is in the heavens and not in the earth.
所以这里天上永存的房屋应该就是我们在基督里面将来要改变成为灵体那个形象。
And so this eternal house in the heavens represents the image or the heavenly body that we will have when we change.
就是我们的，我们说的灵体就是 spiritual body.
This refers to our spiritual body.
就像主耶稣基督他从死里复活以后他所改变的形象。
And it's just like the spiritual body that Jesus Christ had when he resurrected from the dead.
哦，所以主耶稣他是从死里复活出熟的果子。
And so our Lord Jesus Christ was the first fruit of the resurrection.
复活的形体怎么样，要看耶稣基督他从死里复活是怎么样表现的。
And so the image of this spiritual body, how that is like, we have to study what is the body of the Lord Jesus after he resurrected.
我们如果看哥林多前书第15章啊,
If we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
我们就会看到在论到这个复活肢体是怎么样的一个形态。
And this mentions what it is like to have a resurrected body.
如果看哥林多前书十五章的第三十六节啊。
If we read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 36,
请读三十六节跟三十七节。
Let's read verses 36 and 37. Foolish one, what you sow is not made alive unless it dies, and what you sow, you do not sow that body that shall be, but mere grain, perhaps wheat or some other grain.
三十八节。
38. But God gives it a body as He pleases, and to each seed its own body.
你看这里提到说，今天一个人所种的是一个种子，但是他这个种子后来会长成的是另外一个形态，是你光是看种子完全没办法想象的。
So here it mentions that people plant seeds, and the seed will grow up to be something else in a completely different image, and what it's like, it's hard to imagine.
你看那个种植物的种子都是小小的，都是那个样子啊。一粒圆圆的。
If we look at seeds from plants, they are very tiny, small, and green.
但是当它长出来的时候，可能是一棵树，可能是一朵花，可能是只是一些草。
But when it grows up, it could be a tree, a flower, or some grass.
所以他特别提到说，你所种的并不是那将来的形体，不过是籽。所以种下去一个籽粒，就是一个种子。
And that is why it specifically mentions that what you sow, you do not sow that body, but mere grain.
哦，那所以三十八节才会说，神随自己的意思给他一个形体，那叫各等子粒各有自己的形体。所以这个种下去的会有什么样的样子，这是神给的生命，神知道这个种子会长成什么样式。
And that's why verse 38, it says that God gives it a body as he pleases, to each seed its own body, because only God knows what kind of body and what kind of image the spiritual body will be as God pleases, and he's the one that plants.
所以他特别提到说，我们人在地上有一个形体，在天上也有形体。
And that's why it specifically says that we have a body here in this world as well as a body in heaven.
那在天上的形体指的就是属灵的形体。
And the body that is in heaven refers to the spiritual body.
好，所以他这样子描述之后，第四十二节特别提到死人复活也是这样。
And after this description, it says specifically in verse 42, so also is the resurrection of the dead.
所种的是必朽坏的，但复活的是不朽坏的。
The body is sown in corruption; it is raised in incorruption.
四十四节说，所种的是血气的身体，复活的是灵性的身体。
And verse 44, it is sown a natural body; it is raised a spiritual body.
好，那所以。你看我们今天在主里面我们有一个盼望。
So we know that today in Christ, in the Lord, we have a hope.
这是为什么我们在面对死亡的时候我们不再恐惧。
And that is why when we face death, we are no longer afraid.
因为我们知道这地上的帐篷有一天会拆毁。
Because we know that this tent that we have in this world, one day it will be taken down.
但是我们必然在基督里面领受那天上永存的房屋，就是属灵的身体。
But we must receive in Christ a eternal house in heaven, which is our spiritual body.
那有这个盼望，要改变我们的人生观。
And because of this hope, we need to change the way we look at our life.
哦，所以看回到哥林多后书五章。
So let's turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
第五章看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
请读第四节。
Let's read verse 4. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life.
但这边特别提到说，我们在这个帐篷里面叹息劳苦，就是我们在目前这个地面上的生活，其实真的是充满劳苦愁烦。
Here, this verse tells us that we who are in this tent groan. It's telling us that in this world, yes, we are filled with sorrow and burdens.
但是我们还是都愿意要活下来啊。
But we are all still willing to live.
好，因为其实你看，很多人很努力的去争取很多的物质，其实也是为了要活得更好，活得更久。
We see that many people spend a lot of effort in gaining material things, and the point of all that is to live a longer and better life.
所以你看他说，那个还活着的狗比一只死掉的狮子还强。
And that is why it says that a dog that is alive is stronger than a lion that is dead.
所以其实我们每一个人在这个世上的生命都有神赋予的使命，有他的任务。
In actuality, every one of us who is living here in this world has a mission that is given to us by God.
所以，我们其实也都在等候神所给我们的生命，我们的任务可以完成。
And so we are all waiting for the life that God is to give to us and to also complete our mission.
所以我们大部分的人都是我们愿意能够再活下来。
And so most of us, we are willing to continue to live in this world.
这是尊重神的主权。
Because this is to respect the sovereignty of God.
我们有时候有人生命过得很辛苦。
Sometimes, some people have a very difficult life.
但是一个敬畏神的人，他绝对不会用自己的方式是去结束生命。
But a person who fears God will not use his own way to end his life.
因为一个敬畏神人，他知道生命在神的手上。
Because a person who fears God knows that life is in the hands of God.
但是当我们对这个基督里的这个盼望很明确的时候，
However, when we have a very clear understanding of the hope that we have in the Lord,
第四节这里特别说，我们是其实是很愿意穿上那个属灵的身体。
Verse 4 tells us that we actually will be very much want to be clothed with this spiritual body.
也就是说我们会很盼望这个神的应许实现在我们身上。
Which is to say that we will look forward to this promise that God has for us in our life.
所以这个盼望会让我们的眼光不一样了。
And so this hope will change our eyesight or change the way we look at things.
那彼得前书特别提到说，这一个盼望叫做活泼的盼望。
And in 1 Peter, it specifically describes this particular hope as a living hope.
这个我们现在看彼得前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节跟第四节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 and 4.Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
所以这里提到这个活泼的盼望，是因为我们在天上有永存的基业。
And so here it mentions a living hope that we have in the Lord. It is because we have this inheritance that is eternal in heaven.
要去承受这个天上的基业，要有这个神所赋予的属灵的身体。
And in order to inherit this heavenly inheritance, we need to have a body that is given by the Lord.
所以，当我们在基督里面，你看我们对这样的一个盼望。能够很深入的时候
，And so in Christ Jesus, when we have a very deep understanding of this hope,
那我们现在在基督里这个新生命，我们就会时常去思念上面的事情。
Then this new life that we have in the Lord will make us constantly be reminded of the matters in heaven.
我们的眼光，我们所注重的焦点，不会只是一直在地上的这些事情而已。
And so our eyesight, our focus point, will no longer be just in this world.
因为有时候我们在地面上看这些人间的事物啊，有时候看得会眼花缭乱。
Because sometimes when we're living in this world, and then we only look at the things that is happening in the world, it makes us very busy and confused.
有时候看这些金钱游戏，看的时候真的是会头昏了。
Sometimes we focus so much on the money, it makes us dizzy.
你看上个礼拜那个股票市场这样子，那个起起伏伏哈。
For example, last week the stock market went up and down.
那要然后那个各种商品这样子，币值货币的这样子起伏不定，让很多人哦没办法睡觉。
And all different sorts of stock, the values goes up and down, and it made a lot of people unable to sleep well.
然后就觉得说，哦，一夜之间我就损失多少钱了这样。
And overnight, some person feel like he has lost millions of dollars.
但其实可能什么事情都没有发生啊。
But perhaps nothing really happened.
但是这些消息就让我们觉得说，啊，在这个世上，当我们所注重的如果是地上的事情，你就随时。等着这个心情就起起伏伏上上下下了。
But if all we care about is what is happening in this world, then it will make our emotions go up and down with it.
那所以这个包括人间的关系，有时候现在是好朋友，但是也许不久之后就变成敌人了。
And this includes our interpersonal relationships. Perhaps this person is your very good friend at this time, but not long after he becomes your enemy.
所以地面上的事情其实它是随时都在变化。
And so everything in this world changes.
那个价值可能一夜之间就消失了。
And the value may disappear overnight.
但是天上的永存的房屋，它价值不会改变。
But the eternal house that is existing in heaven, that value does not change.
所以我们在主里面，如果有真的是一个新的生命，我们一定有一个新的盼望。
And so if truly we have a new life in Christ, then we must have a hope in Christ.
我们会把我们的目光定睛在这上面的事情。
Then we will focus our eyesight on the heavenly things.
所以我们看哥罗西书第三章。
So let's turn to Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
第二节。
Verse
2. 哥罗西书三章第二节。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 2.
第二节
Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth.
第三节
Verse 3, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
第四节
Verse 4, when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
所以这里特别提到说要思念上面的事，这个就是神的事情。
Here it tells us specifically to set our mind on things above. This refers to the things regarding God.
我们生命是藏在神里面，跟基督一同在神里面的。
Our life is hidden in Christ with God.
哦，所以我们是天上的国民呢。
And so that is why we are citizens of heaven.
那这样一个盼望呢？你看主耶稣基督他白白给我们了。
And such hope, the Lord Jesus Christ gives it to us for free.
那这个我们天上是有产业，我们是一个富有，在信仰上是个富足的人，这样的一个盼望，一个观念很重要。
We have such a rich inheritance in heaven, and such understanding and such concept is very important.
那要让这样的一个盼望越来越明确，要透过圣灵的帮助。
And in order for such hope to become more and more concrete to us, we need the help of the Holy Spirit.
这是为什么哥林多后书五章第五节接下来圣经这样写。
And that is why 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 5, the Bible continues to write.
第五节。
Verse 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 5. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee.
你看这里特别提到说圣灵是一个证据的。
Here it mentions that the Holy Spirit is a guarantee.
就是说圣灵是我们得天国基业的凭据。
That is to tell us that the Holy Spirit is the evidence of us receiving the inheritance of heaven.
圣灵让我们领受了一个印记，证明我们是属神的。
The Holy Spirit let us receive a seal to prove that we belong to God.
所以我们在基督里面是蒙神的恩得到坚固。
And so in Christ, we have received this grace to become established.
这个圣灵的凭据在哥林多后书里面一直强调。
And this particular spirit as a guarantee is emphasized again and again in 2 Corinthians.
看第一章的第二十一节。
Let's read chapter 1, verse 21.
二十一节。
21. Now he who is establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God. 22, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee.
你看这里，这个圣灵呢，真的是让我们对将来永那个天国的基业啊有把握了。
And so here we see that the Holy Spirit really gives us this assurance or this guarantee of our inheritance in heaven.
所以现在在基督里面的这个新生命呢，我们是有盼望的。
And that is why this new life that we have in Christ, it gives us a hope.
那为了要得到，为了要让这个属灵的这个属灵的形体将来实现在我们身上，我们现在这个地上一定要有不一样的做法，跟旧的人不一样了。
And in order for this spiritual body to be realized in the future, we must act differently in our earthly body.
因为这现在主耶稣给我们应许。是要用信心看得见，不能够凭眼见。
Because this promise that the Lord Jesus has given us is seen by faith and not by sight.
所以五章的第七节说，我们现在行事为人呢，是要凭信心，不是凭眼见。
And that is why in verse 7 of chapter 5 it says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight."
好，那所以现在这个信心就是还没有看见，还没有得到，但是你好像就已经得到一个。有把握一个实际的证据在你手上，这个叫做圣灵给我们证据，我们真的能有信心。
And so faith is something that we have not seen with our eyes, but we feel like we have this evidence that we are holding in our hands with the Holy Spirit, and that is the faith given to us by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们现在要凭着信心，很多事情呢，就真的做法会不同了。
And so now.We walk by faith, and so many things we do them differently.
很多事情我们人会害怕，是因为我们想象说，万一怎么样的时候，那怎么办呢？
And there are many things that make people afraid because we think about if something happens, then what do we do?
我们通常都往坏的方向想。
And usually we tend to think more negatively.
那当这个时候，其实就是我们信心不足的时候。
But when that happens, it usually happens when we're weak in faith.
如果我们今天真的相信我们的生命已经在神里面了。
If today we truly believe that our life is in God.
在基督里面我们有一个新的观念。
And in Christ, we have a new concept.
那在这个时候就是要凭信心，我们要相信神一定要引领我们到一个让我们得造就的境况里面去，一定是往好的方向想。
Then under such circumstances, we...Rely on the faith that we have in Christ Jesus, we will know that God will guide us to a better place.
一般人他没有神、没有依靠的时候，他当然会往比较负面的想法里面去预备自己，说：“那我怎么办？我如果这个出现，我要怎么去应对它？”
But normally, when people do not have God to rely on, of course they will tend to think more negatively. If something happens, then how will we face it?
但是我们今天有神，我们在基督里面以后。
But today we do have God and we are in Christ.
我们要反过来往正面的方向想。
We need to change and start to think positively.
是的，很多事情我们不知道怎么办。
Yes, it's true that there are many things that we do not know what to do.
但是只要我们愿意祷告靠神。
However, as long as we are willing to pray and rely on God,
我们相信主耶稣必与我们同在。
Then we believe that the Lord Jesus will be with us.
我们信，我们力量不足，我们要求他加添我们力量。
We do not have enough strength, and so we ask Him to give us strength.
所以我们凡事一定会依靠神，一定会求神帮助我们的。
And so that is why in everything we must rely on God, and we will definitely ask God to help us.
所以我们现在所考虑的，一定就会考虑到，哎，我这件事情会不会讨主喜欢呢？
And so that is why we will always think about whether this particular matter pleases the Lord.
神是要看到一个有信心的孩子呢，还是看到一个没有信心常常抱怨的孩子呢？
Does God want to see a child that is filled with faith or a child that does not have faith and often complains?
当然每一个人都要看到一个人是很喜乐的，很有信心的。
Of course, everyone wants to see someone who is very joyful and full of faith.
神也一定是这样子。
And so that is the same with God.
所以我们现在看第五章的第九节。
Let's read chapter 5, verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9. Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well-pleasing to him.
那这里 就提到说，我们当有一个这个很活泼的盼望以后，我们现在就立了志向，什么事情都要讨主的喜悦。
And so it tells us that now that we understand we have this living hope, then we make it our aim to please God in everything.
因为我们将来都要在神面前，在他的审判台前显露出来，每一件事情我们都要跟神报告，他要跟我们算账。
Because in the future, we must all appear before the judgment seat of God, and we must give an account to everything we have done.
所以这个新生命，我们就看到它是先有一个盼望，以后它的生活方式就会跟着改变。
And so we see that this new life comes about by first having a hope, and then the life starts to change.
因为为了要让这个盼望可以实现。
Because in order for us to realize this hope,
我们这个肉体的生命真的就要去讨主喜悦。
Then our life in our earthly bodies will want to please the Lord.
这其实是一个非常非常值得的投资。
And this is indeed a very worthy investment.
因为我们就是用这个肉体短暂的生命里面去得主的喜悦，就可以得到永存、无限永生的这个福气了。
Because we're using such a temporary limited resource of our body in this world to please the Lord and to gain eternal life.
那个每个人都会算啊，这个一定很值得。
And so everyone of us knows how to count. This is quite worthwhile.
但是为什么有人不要呢
？But why is it that some people do not want it?
就是因为他没有信心领受这个盼望啊。
That is because he does not have the faith to receive this hope.
觉得说今生都这样子的，那还在盼望永生，那看不见，谁知道啊？有人是这样讲的。
Many people say that this is already life as the way it is, and then you're telling me to hope for an eternal life.
哦，但是我们今天这个在基督里的新生命，我们必然跟这个没有信心的不一样了。
But the new life that we have in Christ must be different from those who have no faith.
好，那接下来我们看第十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
第十一节。
Knowing, therefore, the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are well known to God, and I also trust are well known in your consciences.
这里继续看读十二节。
Let's continue to read verse 12. For we do not commend ourselves again to you, but give you opportunity to boast on our behalf, that you may have an answer for those who boast in appearance and not in heart.
我们现在这里看这个。在基督里的这个新生命，要为主而活，我们现在一定要有一个很明确的在这个世上生活的这个动机，就是说我们为什么要做事情，我们做事情是凭什么在做的。
And so here we see that this new life that we have in Christ gives us a motivation. What kind of motivations do we hold when we're doing things in this world.
第十一节这里说，我们知道主是可畏，所以敬畏神，就是我们今天有这个新生命以后，我们那个活着行事的动机。
Verse 11 says, it talked about the terror of the Lord. And so it's referring to now that we fear God, what kind of motivation we hold while we're doing things.
我们如果真的敬畏神的人，我们就知道随时神都在看着我们。
If we truly fear God, then we know that God is constantly watching over us.
啊，那神哦，随时在录，在跟我们的讲话，在录音呢，跟我们录音呢。
And God is constantly recording of the things that we are saying.
如果今天我们在生活里面，如果我们发现说，哎，我们不管去哪里哈，都有人在跟我们监听啊，哈，那我们跟谁讲话都有人跟我们录音呢、啊？你的感受怎么样
？If today we know that or we think that everywhere we go someone is surveilling us or every single thing that we say someone is recording what we say, how would we behave？
如果到处都有这个摄影机在监视你的活动，这样。
If everywhere we go, there is a camera recording everything that we're doing,
我们可能就会很生气啊。
Then perhaps we'll become very angry.
为什么这个人一直在给我录音？
Because we all say, why is this person recording what I'm saying?
为什么有人一直在监视你，在做什么地方都要看到你在做什么？
Or that why is this person constantly monitoring what I'm doing?
但是我们有没有想过，其实神他随时都在看我们，随时都在听我们讲话。神其实随时都在监察我们。
But have we thought that God is constantly listening to what we're saying and constantly watching what we're doing, and He is always looking out, watching over us?
所以其实我们如果知道有人在给我们录音的时候，我们就会小心了。
So if we know that someone is recording what we're saying, we will be careful.
那如果有人在监视你，你就会真的会行事哈，你就会很注意自己，不要去犯错，不要去给人有把柄。
And if someone is monitoring us or surveilling us, then we will be careful to not behave in any wrong way to have an excuse for the other person.
所以在基督里面，我们现在要存着一个敬畏神的心。
And so in Christ, we need to have this heart of reverence and fear.
然后呢，我们要把这样一个敬畏神的这样一个态度，把它活在人面前来。
And such attitude of fearing God, we live this out in front of man.
所以我们活在人面前的生命一定是非常的坦然，非常诚实的。
And so the life that we have in front of man, it has to be very honest and open.
所以我们现在看第十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
第十二节。
Verse 12. For we do not commend ourselves again to you, but give you opportunity to boast on our behalf, that you may have an answer for those who boast in appearance and not in heart.
十三节。
Verse 13. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God.Or if we are of sound mind, it is for you.
我们看到这里这两节圣经，它告诉我们一个道理。我们今天这个新生命是要活在人面前，让耶稣基督得荣耀的。
These two verses gives us a concept that the life, the new life that we have in Christ, it is to be lived out in front of men to glorify God.
所以他这里特别提到说，他说我们不用再举荐自己，我们不用再自己推销自己了。
And so that's why this passage says that we do not need to commend ourselves, meaning that we do not need to sell ourselves to you.
但是他说，你们因为我们有可夸之处，好对那些凭外貌不凭内心夸口人有言可答。意思是说，保罗他很清楚的知道他的表现在众人面前都可以被检查的，他觉得真的是问心无愧，他是。摊在众人面前，可以众人来看的。
And then it says, but give you opportunity to boast on our behalf that you may have an answer for those who boast in appearance and not in heart, meaning that Paul's life, he's telling them that it's worthy to be examined by all of them, and that everything is out in the open.
所以我们今天为主而活的生命，是真的是活在人面前是一个美好见证的。
And so the life that we're living for the Lord in front of man, that is a very good testimony for the Lord.
那他这个生命的表现，其实他是第十三节，他说：“我如果癫狂是为神，但是如果是谨守是为你们。”
And then verse 13 says, "If we are beside ourselves, it is for God; or if we are of sound mind, it is for you."
表示说，他这个生命本身，他活的，他不管是对神对人，都是非常的恰当。
So it tells us that this life that Paul was living, it's very appropriate whether it's in front of God or in front of man.
所以保罗他当时候他在基督里面，他真的觉得他是重生的，因为他本来是该死的罪人。
So Paul at the time in Christ, he truly felt like he was reborn because he ought to be dead.
那现在他改变了，他现在有盼望，他认识耶稣基督。
But then,now he is different. He changed because he knew Jesus Christ.
他有一个使命。
And he had a mission.
那他知道要怎样去做。
And he knew what he needed to do.
所以他现在把他的生命就呈现在众人面前。
And so now he puts out his life in front of everyone.
那所以其实他很有把握说他自己本身就是成为主耶稣基督的信一封信。
And he was so confident in saying that he himself is like an epistle from the Lord Jesus.
这也是他跟信徒这样说的。
And this is also what he said to the believers.
我们看三章三节。
Let's read chapter 3 verse 3.
三章三节。
Chapter 3 verse 3. Clearly you are an epistle of Christ ministered by us, written not with ink but by the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone but on tablets of flesh, that is of the heart.
你看这里特别是说你们明显是基督的信。
Here it says that clearly you are an epistle of Christ.
那基督的信它说明一个两个很重要的意义啊。
An epistle of Christ, it explains two very important meanings.
也就是说信徒他们这个生命是主耶稣基督写的，作者是主耶稣基督。
It tells us that the life of believers, their lives, the author of their lives are the Lord Jesus.
这封信每一个人的生命就像一封信一样，是主耶稣基督是作者，他把它写成的。
And everyone's life is just like an epistle or a letter written by Christ Jesus.
他是用圣灵写的。
And those were written in the Holy Spirit.
不是用墨写的，不是用律法，不是用这些条文写的。生命不是用这些堆积起来的。
And the life is not written by ink. It's not written by the law. It's not accumulated by these.
所以我们的生命，我们在基督里面的生命，不是因为我害怕这个，我犯这个不行，我犯这个不行，不是用这个东西去累积出我们这个所谓的新生命。
And so the life, the new life that we have in Christ Jesus, is not composed of things that we are afraid of or restricted by, such as we cannot do this or do that.
而是圣灵亲自在我们心里动工。
But rather, the Holy Spirit moves in our hearts.
让我们的生命真的可以改变，我们的观念可以改变。
And it works in our hearts so that our concepts will change and our life will change.
因为圣灵是保惠师，是安慰者，是帮助者。
Because the Holy Spirit is the counselor and the comforter and the helper.
他要帮助我们进入真理里面去。
And he will guide us into all truth.
所以这封信是圣灵来写在我们的心板上。
And so this epistle is written in our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
那我们成为基督的信，意思说我们今天的生命所表现的就是耶稣基督。这整个内容都在讲耶稣基督到底是怎么样的生命。
And so we are an epistle of Christ. It's to tell us that our life is in Christ. It's Christ's life, and what kind of life that is that Christ had.
所以，既然我们是主耶稣基督的信。
And since we are an epistle of Christ,
这个信是写给众人的。
And this epistle is written to all.
所以我们每一个人就成为耶稣基督的代表。
And so every one of us becomes a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的表现跟主耶稣基督的荣耀有关系的。
And our behavior has something to do with the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个新生命在基督里面的。
And so this new life is in Christ.
是有任务的。
And this new life has a mission.
因为世人要凭这封信来判断这个作者他到底有没有功力，他到底是怎么样一个。一个人写出这样一个东西来。
Because the people in this world will get to know this author who wrote this epistle, whether this author is powerful or what kind of person is this that wrote this epistle.
所以其实我们今天每一个人就是主耶稣基督所写的信，要给世人来读的了。
And so every one of us today is an epistle written by Christ, and then we are to be read by everyone in the world.
我们现在看。那个第一章的第二十节。
Let's read chapter 1 verse 20.
第一章二十节。
Chapter 1 verse 20. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him amen, to the glory of God through us.
你看这里说，你看，借着他也都是是，就是在基督里面都是是的，叫神因我们得荣耀。
Here if we read, it says that all the promises of God in him are yes, in him amen, to the glory of God through us.
所以今天我们的表现跟神的荣耀有关系。
And so today, our behavior has a relationship with the glory of God.
这是为什么现在在第五章里面，保罗特别用他自己做例子，他这个生命事实上是他很有把握的能够摆在众人面前，让众人觉得也是的，他是主耶稣的门徒，他的生命决然跟以前决然不同了。
And that is why in chapter 5, Paul writes that he has this confidence that his life can be opened up to everyone for examination, and people will see that he is very different from his old life.
虽然他外表看起来，他自己说，有人说保罗其貌不扬，外表看起来很普通，甚至不会想要多看一眼这样。
And even though Paul's appearance was not very flashy, and some people wrote that no one would want to see him again or a second time.
第十章的第十节啊。
Chapter 10, verse 10.
这是有人对保罗外貌的评论啊。
Some people made comments about the appearance of Paul.
第十节。
Verse 10. For his letters, they say, are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak.And his speech contemptible.
So, this, 这个，其貌不扬，言语粗俗，表示这个人哦，没什么水平。
And so, the comment like bodily presence is weak, speech contemptible. It means that he doesn't have class.
第十一章的第六节，保罗他这样说。
Chapter 11, verse 6, Paul says.
第六节。
Verse 6, even though I am untrained in speech, yet I am not in knowledge.But we have been thoroughly manifested among you in all things.
所以他其实，你看，让这是一般人的我们人的毛病，我们都是凭外貌在判断人呢。
And this is a common mistake made by men. We often judge according to appearance.
那其实世人也曾经凭外貌去认过耶稣，错了。
And in actuality, people in this world had once judged Jesus by his appearance and It was wrong.
所以今天我们 在我们这个新的生命要呈现在人面前，一定是要我们内心活出基督的形象来，不在意我们到底外貌如何的。
And so today, in order to live out this new life in front of man, it has something. It concerns that our hearts have to live out this new life that we have in Christ, and it does not matter what our appearance is like.
那我们的生命如果真的改变以后
，And in fact, if our life truly has changed,
别人就看到基督在我们的身上了。
Then others will see Christ in us.
因为我们从主耶稣基督学习的。
Because we have learned from the Lord Jesus Christ.
他是我们的标杆。
And he is our goal.
你看，我们领受他的话语。
We receive his words.
我们学习他的榜样。
And we follow his examples.
我们依靠他的帮助。
And we rely on his help.
我们整个生命就是以基督为中心的。
And our whole life centers on Christ Jesus.
所以别人要认识基督，一定要先看到我们的表现。
And so, in order for others to know Christ, they must first see our actions.
所以一个教会，那个信徒其实都在凸显出这个教会到底是不是真的。
And so, Church with its believers, it is showing whether this church is the true church.
就好像今天那个学校里面的毕业生哈，就要代表这个学校所教出来的学生是这样的一个品质，是这个程度的这样。
It is just like a graduate from the school. What kind of standard this graduate student has represents the standard of the school.
我们今天成为真耶稣教的门啊信徒。
And today we become believers in the true Jesus Church.
我们领受圣灵。
And we have received the Holy Spirit.
我们又有这个永生的盼望。
And we also have this eternal hope, eternal life.
我们每一个人一定要成为主耶稣基督这个让他得荣耀的一封信。
And so every one of us must become this epistle written by Christ that glorifies him.
所以我们是为他活着，我们为了要带给主耶稣荣耀的见证。
And that is why we live for him. We want to bring glorious testimonies to the Lord.
我们不再是为自己活着。
And we no longer live for ourselves.
但是要有这样的一个程度，能够活为主耶稣活着。这一个很重要的前提一定要把握住。
But in order to achieve this goal of living for Jesus, there is a very important precept that we must hold on to.
看第五章第十四节。
Let's turn to chapter 5, verse 14.
五章十四节。
Chapter 5, verse 14. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, Then all died.
15节.
Verse 15, and he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again.
这里提到基督的爱, 要激励我们。
Here it mentions that the love of Christ compels us.
主耶稣基督是替我们死的。
The Lord Jesus Christ died for us.
所以有基督他的先死了，我们才有机会活着。
And because Christ died for us first, that is why we live now.
所以，你看，我们有时候要常常去想基督的爱。
And that's why we need to constantly think about the love of Christ.
因为爱会带来力量。
Because love brings about strength.
我们看到爱让一个人刚强。
Love, we see that love makes a person strong.
你看一个做太太的，她如果有了孩子，她会爱她的孩子，她就变得很强。
We see that a woman, once she becomes a wife and she becomes a mother, then she is very strong.
所以你看这个爱会有时候会产生的力量是我们没办法想象的。
So sometimes the strength that is brought to us by love, that is sometimes hard for us to imagine.
所以今天如果我们对主的爱有感动以后，我们才有可能为主耶稣做什么事。
And so today, it is only if we are moved by the love of God, then we are willing to do something for Christ.
所以我们要常常去让主的爱来激动我们。
And that is why we need to constantly let the love of Christ compel us.
今天如果没有耶稣的救赎，我们没有任何人有机会能够进入这个永生里。
Today, without the salvation of the Lord Jesus, then none of us has this opportunity to enter into eternal life.
所以我们今天这个新的生命要为主而活，为主而活着。
That's why today, this new life, we must live for the Lord.
活在众人的面前。
And we live out in front of all men.
成为耶稣基督的见证。
To become the testimony for the Lord Jesus.
那我们活在，我们把自己摆在认识人面前，其实。 是有目的的。
And there is a purpose for us to open up ourselves to the world.
我们不是只是说，哦，让众人鼓掌叫好，哦，这个人很好。
We are not only trying to achieve the fact for people to clap for us and say this is a very good person.
那这样子其实没有真的做工呢。
Because that in itself is not doing a work.
那个好是要让人发现说，原来我们本来不好，现在变这样子。 因为有主耶稣基督，因为有救恩，所以因为耶稣基督，所以我们变这样子。
The goodness that we show is not because we were originally good to begin with, but it was because of the Lord Jesus Christ that it makes us to become good.
所以我们现在有一个目标。
And so now we have this goal.
这个新生命的目标就是要让人因着我们跟基督和好。
The goal for this new life that we have is to make reconciliations with men and God.
所以我们今天有一个任务。
And so that's why we have a mission.
请按五章的第十八节。
Let's read chapter 5, verse 18. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation.
19节.
19, that is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation.
你看这里主耶稣基督，这里圣经说， 这个和，让人跟神和好这个道理已经托付了我们。
Here the Bible tells us that this word of reconciliation of God to a man, this has been entrusted or committed to us.
所以我们今天这个新的生命带着这个使命，就是要传福音。
And so the new life that we have today brings us a mission, which is to preach the gospel.
我们是成为人认识基督的桥梁。
We are becoming this bridge for man to know Christ. And we become the representative of the Lord Jesus.
让众人因着我们愿意来到教会，来敬拜这位真神，来归入他，领受永生，得到盼望。
And so the world is willing to come to church to know Jesus Christ and to receive eternal life because of us.
那这样，这个在基督里的新生命就真的非常有价值、有意义。
And then in this way, this new life that we have in Christ is truly worthwhile and has value.
所以我们有时候真的要想一想。
And so sometimes we really must think.
在我们这一辈子里面
，in our whole life,
我们有没有带领过人来认识耶稣
？Have we brought someone to know Jesus？
有没有哪些人是因此我们来到教会，他的生命改变的
？Are there people who come to church and have changed their life because of us？
如果我们没有
，If we haven't，
那我们将来回到主耶稣那边，怎么去跟他，怎么去跟他报告呢
？If we haven't done so, how do we give an account to the Lord Jesus when we are in front of Him？
我们要如何去领受那个公义的冠冕呢
？If we are to receive this crown of righteousness，
所以今天我们面对的主耶稣基督他所做的这一切，他给我们完成了这一切的救恩呢
？So when we face everything that Christ has done for us, to look at the salvation that He has accomplished for us,
我们要时常的把这个传福音放在我们的心上。
We need to constantly be reminded of this matter of preaching the gospel.
我们要求主耶稣帮助我们打开这个福音的门。
We need to ask the Lord Jesus to help us to open up the door of the gospel.
真的，有时候我们愿意去跟人家传福音，去跟人家见证耶稣基督的救恩。会有效果的。
And so in this way, when we're willing to share with others our testimonies of the Lord Jesus, and also to bear witness of this salvation, this gospel, it will have effect.
只要我们愿意开口讲。
As long as we are willing to open up our mouth.
其实有时候，哦，就是这个圣主耶稣说撒种。
And sometimes, in fact, Jesus tells us that this is just like sowing the seed.
把耶稣基督的见证讲出去而已啊。
We just talk about and we share the testimony of the Lord.
其他的事情由主耶稣会继续带领。
And everything else, God will lead.
好，所以今天我们为主而活，这个新生命一定要能够完成他交付的任务。
And so today, this new life that is given to us in Christ, we must complete this mission that comes with the new life.
让我们都能够成为主耶稣基督的使者。
And so that we can all become ambassadors for Christ.
让众人因着我们来认识基督。
And so that the world will know Christ through us.
让主耶稣的这个家啊，这个国度能够增添国民。
And so that the house of the Lord, the church of God will increase, or the kingdom of God will increase.
这个教会就充满喜乐。
And then in this way, the church will be filled with joy.
很多问题就越来越少。
And then many, many problems and issues will decrease.
真的，当一个教会如果在宣道上很用心的时候。
In fact, when the church is putting much attention and effort into preaching,
内部的事情就越来越少。
Then internal problems becomes less and less.
但是如果把它反过来啊。
But if we turn itself around,
这个问题一个接一个越来越多。
If we focus on the other stuff, the problems become more and more.
所以让我们都一起来活出这个主耶稣基督给的新生命。
And so let us all live out this new life that Christ has given to us together.
完成主教会的使命。
And so that we can accomplish this mission that Jesus has given us.
今天晚上见证到这里。
Let's end our testimony here.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
185首。
185.